Breakfast with Spanky, 7:30 to 9:30 on RDU 98.5 FM.
What have you been doing lately? You're quite a busy musician.
Yeah, I decided that I'd really like to try and squeeze a living out of being a full-time performance musician.
That's quite.
I know, yeah. And I did manage, and I've sort of managed it. I don't ever make enough money, but but in working with a million different bands near to or at the same time, I managed to A, keep myself out of serious trouble, and itch a living out there.
But
somehow.
You don't just play in different bands, you play in quite significant different genres.
Yes, yeah, quite significantly different genres. When you consider what most people know of as L.A. Mitchell, which being my pseudonym, is quite jazz-influenced soul pop.
Yeah.
And that's, I'm sort of broadening that area, like sort of spreading my wings a bit with this latest set of EPs, which is what you've just playlisted up here, I think. Things We Do for Love with Isaac Aseli. So there's that, and then of course there's the Jukes, which is my most favourite band in New Zealand. And
I play keys and do
BVs.
And that's more down the pop rock.
And that's more pop rock. And then I get to play with Dave Dobbin, which is a similar type of pop rock.
Mm.
And after playing with him, I got to play with Tim Finn and Bic Grongo on the Winery Tour earlier this year. So that was pretty spectacularly different.
Kind of interesting too. It's almost like you're in the session musician sphere, but you also got your own career.
And then we did Fly My Pretties, of course, which was for me as a solo artist about being a solo artist, but in a group of other musicians, and that was just off the chain.
So how do you make sense? Like, okay, so jazz musicians, you like to play a lot of notes, and you've got a lot of algorithms up your sleeve as well. So when you go into a context, because music's becoming really fluid nowadays, especially I'm thinking like your jazz soul stuff, and then all of a sudden you put some electro.
Yeah,
you work with someone
who's
sort of like doing some sort of roots thing.
Yeah.
How do you work out what you should be playing, when to dial up the jazz thing and when to dial it down? And
I don't think you can ever dial it up. I think that if you start knowing that you can't do it, then you're on the right track.
Right.
Yeah. That so there's never a right place for that many notes, ever. So once you've learnt them all, you can quite quickly forget about them all.
That's good.
And just play something else. It's really simple and uses maybe two fingers.
I like you a lot. But it is funny, isn't it? Like how you... I think of all the session musicians in the world, and they study and they can do amazing things, right?
Yeah.
And then what you do is you get them in and you say, just play a straight beat, thanks, but we know you could do more if we need you to, but we'll never ask you.
Never ask you to do more than maybe like a few lines with one finger. Yeah, it blows me away, actually, because I did the same thing, really spent like 3 years learning how to be a really good musician and understand everything about music to realise that it makes diddly squat of a difference. Do you know, doesn't people who are the most talented aren't the people who often get all of the attention? But I think because it's a different language, and once you get so far immersed into the language of music that way, it's a bit like talking to someone who in Chinese who has no idea what any word in Chinese means. So it just starts sounding completely foreign to anyone who might know something little about music.
Yeah, you know? Sometimes jazz does sound like maths.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But not always. I'm not saying about anything.
It's painful for your brain, too. It starts becoming intellectual.
When I played in a band, I just felt threatened by the jazz musicians, I think, mainly. Now, your EP, not many musicians are honest enough about that, but I realise in hindsight. So your EP that's just come out, so it's... you've been collaborating on that a bit?
I have, yeah. It's called... What I've come up with this idea, see, because I get to do all this pop rock stuff with other people, and that's a lot more mainstream than what my stuff will ever go, and that sort of really suits me, because then I get the chance to do sort of concept ideas musically. So I decided to call this thing the Concept Series, and it's a stack of EPs that I've started working on with various different producers, like 4 or 5 tracks, and I just bring the tracks to them, and we collaborate on beats and production. And so it was about trying to sort of cross the board, have experiences of working with different producers and see what they would do with my music and how my music would change or how my delivery of the song would change, or just sort of as an artist explore some of those different ways that it could be put together.
I guess it's exciting when you put your song in the top and you go away and come back and see what people have done with it.
Yeah, it's a little bit like that, and it's also... It's also the challenge of it, because you get sick of your own brain. I get sick of myself. I'm totally sick of myself most of the time. So the chance to work with someone who is not me, you know, and to it's get exciting. Some ideas that aren't mine, it's like, well, that's refreshing.
Well, you're always hanging out with you all the time. Hey?
Yeah.
It's like, enough already.
Totally. Enough of me.
Hard, though, the thing I realised about EPs, which I never thought, is because EPs are really appealing to musicians, right? Because you get to put your best songs forward. There's not the pressure of the album.
Yeah, it's short, it's sharp, doesn't cost heaps of money.
But as soon as you put another three songs on, you can charge three times as much.
So if I just like ran a little bit harder.
Yeah, just a little, just put some fillers in there. It is hard to make EPs pay the bills, right? I guess albums aren't paying anyway.
Yeah, you can't think about it that way.
Yeah.
I'm not manufacturing them physically for you know, they're not coming out as physical copies because they're EPs and that wouldn't be the point. So it's mainly to be producing music, to have stuff to put out there, to continually keep putting out there. And with the amount of stuff that that I'm doing with other bands, I sort of run out of time to be able to commit a whole month or you know that kind of to an album project at this stage. Maybe in a year or so I might have a bit more time, but I've got several other of these EPs in the concept series already on the run. So I went to London earlier this year and met with dub producer Adrian Sherwood, who produces Lee Scratch Perry.
That's where
I did most of his work.
Right.
And so I started working on a bunch of tracks with him. So one of the EPs to come out in the series is with Adrian Sherwood. And the other guy I started working with was Kevin Marktrail, who sings for The Streets. So we've started an EP collaboration as well. Oh. So that's the fourth one.
So there's
one.
Some really great stuff coming out.
Yeah.
I was going to say, any producer that can work with Lee Scratch Perry must be a very patient man.
Yeah, totally. Right? Man, because some of that stuff is insane.
You hear him talk. Don't you? So so you're playing tonight with the Dukes. That's one of the things you're doing. But today you're going to play a song off your EP?
I'm going to play a song, and I'm going to play Must Be For Love.
And we can get that... online.
You can get it on Amplifier or iTunes,
okay.
Anywhere online, really.
All right. Well, take it away whenever you're ready, Lauren.
Thanks, man. You're not the only boy in the world to have his heart broken. Watched to break your bones onto oblivion. Knowing you're despairing makes my own heart race. Nobody can tell you how to pace the ache. Oh, daisy chains of hearts are breaking every day. A feast of love becoming one of agony. Waiting on the rain for their heartache to change. Dissolving at the thought that maybe one day they may try again. Cause it must be for love, it must be for love that you live at all. It must be for love that you try, for love that you love at all. Cause it must be for love, it must be for love that you live at all. It must be for love that you try, for love that you love at all. Found an easy way to make it right. I wouldn't have the will to even pick the fight. It's bigger than the ocean on the edge of which we stand. One single motivation still force your hand. Could still force your hand. Must be for love, must be for love that you at all. It must be for love that you try, for love that you love at all. Cause it must be for love, it must be for love, oh, that you forgive it all. It must be for love that you try, for love that you love, for love that you try, for love that you love, you try, for love that you love at all.
Oh, very nice. Do you mind clapping? You don't mind clapping yourself?
No, I don't mind clapping.
Just
myself.
You and me in here.
I'm doing it all.
You've got a beautiful voice.
Oh, yeah, at last night in the...
Yeah, I know that's hard. I know that can be hard, but, you know, jazz bands start at all hours.
Oh, they do. I used to practice at... I used to be up at 6 and practicing at 7. How jazz is that now?
So, yeah, I know. Well, cruise ships, remember all the... Yeah. You went to jazz school, right?
I did.
Yeah. Do you remember how... whenever you talk to jazz musicians, it's the same thing I heard from them who went to jazz school. They said, actually, there's lots of jobs on cruise ships.
Yes, yeah.
Lots and lots of...
Yeah, right. What do you do when you're a jazz musician? You play on cruise ships.
Go on the cruise ships and you become an alcoholic.
Yes.
That's what you do.
Yeah, I think that by joining the pop rocks thing, I've managed to lessen my chances of becoming an alcoholic.
That's exciting.
I know. That alone
not
is
great for the music, though. Alcoholics produce some great
songs.
You've
got to suffer for your art.
Hey, nice having you in. Thank you very much.
Hey,
so, Duke's tonight at...
Al's Bar, man. Al's Bar. Yeah.
Good stuff.
It's all on.
All right, nice having you here. Thank you, Lauren Mitchell. It is 29.
This has been a Breakfast with Spanky podcast, thanks to RDU 98.5 FM. To find out more, go to rdu.org.nz.